Okay. So let's continue the midah that we were learning of L'she'eris Nachalosoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us as family because we are part of him, of his neshama. And if, and he said last time that one has to view themselves as echad with Klal Yisrael. And what he does, he has a responsibility to help others in Klal Yisrael. And if he sees, if his neshama is nifgam, if he doesn't have air, that's going to affect others. And if he doesn't, it's just going to affect others. And Klal Yisrael are raving zelos there. And all of Klal Yisrael are connected. And we said, if there's 100 portions of the neshama, and therefore everybody has a portion. And if there's a minion, the first 10 people are really bringing down the ikra, the neshama. And these are all things that we said yesterday. One second. Here. Sorry. Yeah. And he continues at the end. He continues at the end and he says the following. He says, V'lekach, therefore, Roy La'adam Liyo is chafet b'toivasoi shal chavera. Based on this, so how does one express this mida? So we said that one has to feel themselves as part of the klal, similar to Kol Yisrael or Eivim Zelozeh. So here he takes it a step further and says, you also have to desire good for them. Ve'enoi toiva al toivas chavera. And you should be happy when someone else gets something. You should have ayin toiva. Because essentially, part of you, so it's good for you also that he's happy. And you should be extra careful about his honor. Sharei hu mamish, because he and you are mamish like one. And this is the fundamental principle of the ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. This is what's behind v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. He's, I think, addressing a question here. All the Rishonim ask that it's really impossible to fulfill this mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, because how can you love someone else like yourself? The nature of a person is that they like themselves more. So what he's trying to say is because he is kamoicha. You only have to love yourself more than him if you see a distinction between you and him. But if at your core, you and him are really one, then there's an ability to do kamocha on that. That's this chiddush. And this explains a very interesting Arizal, which is brought in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillah, that, and Mishnah Berurah also brings it, that a person, before they start davening, is supposed to think and mekabel upon themselves the mitzvah of after l'reacha kamoicha. So you think to yourself, that's what my machshava should be before davening. After l'reacha kamoicha, I should think about something spiritual. Hashem, I'm in your possession. Hashem, everything's up to you. Why should I think about after l'reacha kamoicha? So the Arizal, really, this part is not quoted in the Magen Avraham, but it's quoted over here, that the Arizal is saying, because if a person has v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, then they are in deeply in touch with their neshama, that they could have a deep connection of kamocha with someone else. Now that neshama is nafsh, is the klalios nafsha is Yisrael, is in Shemayim, in the place closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the person can daven from that place, then that's going to be the highest level of tefillah. Because his tefillah is coming from not only, you know, a very small place. I'm a hafta l'reacha kamocha person, so I'm really just part of that. So when I'm davening, don't look at me davening. Look at part of the neshama, gedoyla is davening. That's a much higher level of tefillah. That's coming from a higher place. So That's a pshat in the Arizal, according to this. That the v'ahavtal re'acha kamoicha will catapult a person's tefillah to a whole nother level. V'roi, and it's appropriate, she'yirtze b'kashros chaveroi, that you should want what's good for your friend, v'lo'yidaber b'gnusoi klal, and you should never speak badly on your friend. V'lo'yirtze b'lo'y, you shouldn't want bad for him. Just like Hashem doesn't want bad for us. Not in our pain. You should also not want your friend to get embarrassed. Not in his pain. You should look at him as if he's you. You should experience the tsar that he's experiencing as if you yourself was experiencing it. So this is the midah of noiseh b'olim chaveray, that a person should feel the pain of another yid. In the Sefer Das Chochma Musa from the Altar of Kelm, he says that the midah of noiseh b'olim chaveray is probably the most fundamental midah a person has to have. To feel the pain of someone else is a very, very important midah. And he said, why is it such an important midah? Maybe chesed is important. So he said, because that's a siman of if you're in touch with your neshama or not. If a person understands the pain of someone else and he feels their pain, then in the neshama world, we're connected. What breaks us apart, what separates us is our guf. So if you're a guf person, then there's too much of a separation between me and you. But if I'm a neshama person, you're a neshama, and in my neshama, we're connected, then I should feel that pain. And that's why Rabbi Kiva says, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Ve'avta l'reacha kamocha is klal gadol b'Torah. It's the most important principle in the Torah, because that means that a person can connect to a point which is higher than himself. He's not bogged down with the goof. He's not bogged down with these things that divide and separate. So that's the principle of Nisa Boyam Chavera. The Altar Kelm points out a fascinating thing, that when the only midah that we see in Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the only midah that we see in Moshe Rabbeinu before he was chosen to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, you would think you have to be the biggest Talmid Chacham, you have to be the biggest Goyin, you have to be a Navi, you have to be everything. So the Torah should tell us a little bit, how did Moshe Rabbeinu become Moshe? Zero. All of a sudden, burning bush, I want you. Who is this? Who is Moshe Rabbeinu? We know about Amram, we know his father, and then who is he? What did he do? So says Altar from Kelm, the only midah that we see that the Torah told us about Moshe before the story that he was chosen was two stories of Noiseh Ba'olam Chaveira, that he felt the pain of the Jewish people. It says, Vayi ki gadal ha'ish, in the beginning of the parasha, he was in the palace, and it says in the parasha that he, Vayi bayamim harabim ha'heim, and he was gadal, and Vayetze Elam.
We're doing the Torah tomorrow tonight.
So maybe I'll say over. I was listening in the, I'll finish this and then I'm going to say over something from the Zeta. Yeah. As long as with the Shir, but since you're here, the Chavod Chav. No. But this is from the Altar Kelm. So the Altar Kelm said, what I was saying was that the Altar Kelm said that the only midah that we were shown about Moshe Rabbeinu before he was chosen to be the Navi Klal Yisrael was the midah of Noiseh Ba'olam Chaveira. We weren't shown Gadlos, we weren't shown Tzidkus, we weren't shown any Nevuah. It says that he was put in the thing, he was put in the, Vayi bayamim ahim, vayigdal Moshe, vayetzel ocham, Moshe Rabbeinu got out of the palace, vayar b'sivloisam, zot Rashi, What did he do? Nasan Einav Veliboy. He put his eyes and his heart, Lios Meitzer Aleya, to have tzar with them. And this was the midah of how he became an Adam Gadol. This is the midah of how he became the leader of Klai Yisrael, because he had this midah of, and this is the midah of understanding how we're all connected. And it says here, Vayigdal Moshe, that was the definition of his gadlus. He became an Adam Gadol. So we say, you have Gedolim in Klai Yisrael. Who's a Gadol? There's a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, but the Gadol is the one that feels the pain of each yid. He's connected to each person. He's greater than himself. That's what it means, he's a Gadol. So there's a famous verse from Shimon Shka in the Gedolim that he writes to Shari Yosha, the Sefer. And he says a little like this. He says, a person starts off as a very small person. What's the avoid of a person to become a gadol? Oh, I have to be a gadol. How does a person become a gadol? What is a gadol? A gadol means is how big are you? How do you look at yourself? Are you just a little neshama that's your neshama? Term and Dvar explains that the whole idea of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's connected with our neshama, but that means all of our neshamas are connected. So the idea is that if our neshama is small, you look at yourself like a small person, you have a small neshama. Okay, so then you are who you are. But then as the person grows older, he's supposed to become bigger. Bigger means your neshama is supposed to become bigger. What do you mean my neshama is bigger? My shoe size got bigger. What do you mean my neshama got bigger? My neshama got bigger because now when a person gets married, now my neshama includes my family. Because now I think equally about my family. If my family's hurting, my wife's and children, then I'm in pain. Then a person gets bigger and they think about their community. And eventually a gadol is that the ani, the little my neshama is not really mine, it's all of Klai Yisrael. So he's literally gadol, he's big, he's larger than everybody else. And that's the nekuda that Torah Medvar is explaining. This is the midah of l'she'iris nachalasa. L'she'iris nachalasa means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us as kroivim, so we have to treat the rest of Klai Yisrael like kroivim. Because, and how do you treat the rest of Klai Yisrael like kroivim? Because we're connected in our neshama, just like the way we're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the last few minutes, I covered Rabbi Volensky. I'll say a word that I just heard in the car, which I've heard in Lakewood also, but from Rabbi Tzel Solomon, from your grandfather, from Rabbi Elio. Yeah. So Rabbi Tzel said over, I heard it in Lakewood many times, he said it, but I have a tape in the car, I listened to it. So he said it over then, just now, as I was driving. He said that in these days, we ask many times over and over again for chayim. So he said, what's chayim? What's life? What are we asking for? So he said, chayim is one midah in a person. It's the midah that a person, it's that which a person can never have enough of. Chayim is that which a person can never have enough of. He said, you never had a person a lot of chocolate, but eventually you had enough of it. I said, I don't want it anymore, right? But you never had a person that's sane. If a person that says, I've had enough of life, if a person says that, then they obviously weren't well, right? A person will never say, I had enough of life, no matter what. Because there's a need in a person that life is that which you have such a strong connection to that you'll never grow out of it. So he said, so what's the need in Chazal? That it says, the Pasuk, Oyev Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef. You have a little bit of money, you want more. So it means there's a midah in a person, you want more money. He said, that midah is you made money your life. You can make your life, that's what he said over. He said, you can make money your life. And that means that if that's your life and that's all you want, you're never going to be satisfied because once it's your life, you never want enough. The thing which you never want enough of, that's your life. So he said, So the ultimate goal is for us to realize and make Torah our life, kihem chayenu, and then a person will always be able to keep growing in Torah and never say, I haven't had enough. That's why you have Rabbi Yashiv sitting down, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, making Siyama Shas 400 times. Didn't you get used to it already? What? If that's your chayis, you'll never have enough of it. That was the var. So he said, the avoida is that we have to define and choose what is it that we're going to choose to define as our life. That's going to be the, and then on that, you have a midah, you'll never have enough of it. You'll always be able to keep, you always want more and more. But it has to be a lie. That was fun. Okay. We'll see everybody. Have a good Shabbos.